as we're looking at what trees to plant and where we should plant them, how many, are there dangers to maybe introducing a new species of tree or looking for a tree that looks better or functions better in the urban environment? I imagine there have been unintended consequences to this type of experimentation in urban environments. Has that happened, you know, in the 20th century? Are there records or specific trees that have caused problems like that?
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, one of the best examples, I guess, for the Washington, D.C. area is the Bradford pear, which is a Bradford pear is actually a cultivar, a clone of Callery pear, Pyrus Calleriana from China. And it was originally introduced as a rootstock for the common pear. It's got fire blight tolerance and adaptability to poor soils. And then it was noted that it made a sort of a nice looking tree, man. It was very urban adaptable. Again, this was at a time where we don't have the clean air that we have in our cities now. A lot of particulate matter and soot from coal and before air quality regulation. So it was a wonderful tree in that regard. And then there's this clone that was picked out called and named Bradford. It was actually introduced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture here. And it was a great, wonderful tree. It's put a lot of, as I say, for nurserymen, it put a lot of kids through college. And we've come a long way in terms of ecology. That was 60 years ago nearly when that tree was introduced. So we've come a long way in terms of understanding our roles in introducing plants and developing an urban forest and introduction of exotics. So unfortunately, Callery pear is the dominant site you see in disturbed areas around the metropolitan area in the spring. You'll see all these white flowers in the spring, and that's Callery pear. It's not a native plum. It's not a native cherry. It's before the dogwoods. The first mass amount of white you'll see is Callery pear, and it's pretty disturbing to see. And we don't want to be responsible for introducing the next invasive plant. And actually, there was an executive order in the 1990s. I think it was Clinton that said government researchers will not contribute to the invasive species problem. So basically, we're evaluating plants for invasive traits. So it's something you have to be very cognizant of.